As we walk this journey, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know I'm happy and pleased to be here and given the opportunity to talk with you this evening. And we're going to have a great show, and we just want to speak freely from our hearts about things that we truly know about. I'm going to take a short break, as always, at the beginning of the show to give everyone an opportunity to get online so we can have a conversation that is important for us to have.
Mm-hmm. what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be you
time, it does call in question what it is that gets you through when everything else is suspect. And so I pose the question today asking, you know, why am I a believer? And I guess I was asking myself that question. And there are so many reasons why there has to be something in my life that is concrete. And I saw this story about this young man, and if I'm not mistaken, the young man was in Atlanta, in Georgia area, who was kidnapped. And he didn't know anything else to do but to just start singing and praising God. And he said for the whole time he was with this man, he sang and he praised God. And the man kept demanding that he stop. But he refused to stop. And so at some point, I guess, the gentleman just grew tired. And he couldn't handle it anymore. And so he just let the little boy go. And I share that story because there are times when you can't do anything else, when you don't know anything else to do. And the only thing left to do is turn over your issue to God. And that's what that made me think about. You know, there's so many things in my life that I feel I don't have control over that are possibly could overwhelm me. And I just have to believe that my Lord and Savior, will see me through it all. That I cannot get control of everything. I can't think about all the kinds of things that might happen. I just have to just believe that whatever happens, he's gonna get me through. So I spend more time enjoying what he has created for me, enjoying the possibilities that I have, working toward the goals that I have, and just understanding that there are some things that I can't control, and I just need his help when those things show their faces. And so in this instance where this young man didn't see himself being kidnapped, he was just enjoying his day, and all of a sudden his world turned out of control, and he sought, the only thing he knew to do was to turn it over to God, and God interceded for him. Now, you know that we talk about everything under the sun on my show, every topic. There are no topics off limits for the most part. And so people may believe that our show is very secular. But the truth is that I am a believer who lives in a secular world, understands that all of us need something we can count on. And I count on my belief in God. I could not imagine not having a foundation or belief in something that is always going to see you through. I cannot begin to tell you how many times I've been overwhelmed and didn't have a clue of what the final end was going to be. But the sun has continued to rise every one of the 50, I'm 56 years old. So every one of these days, the sun has risen and fallen and risen again. And a lot of those times, there have been times when my life was out of control and the sun continued to rise and fall. So he is truly the foundation in my life. D, you were the first person aboard, so I'm going to let you attack it. D, why are you a believer?
Okay. I'll tell you, James, I'm gonna pass on the first go around. If you will, come back to me. I'm listening to the show, but I'm at Staples, so if you will, come back to me.
All right. Well, you know, coming after you, it's going to be Cassie. Cassie, how you doing this afternoon?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Well, I'm sure this one is right up your alley, Miss Cassie. And we're talking about why we are believers, and I just gave you my commentary on my thoughts of why I'm a believer. And I told you about the story. I hope you got a chance to see it. So what are your thoughts about that?
Actually, you know what, James, that was what you just said was incredible. I mean, the way that you expounded on why you believe and how you came to believe and how you could not have a day without knowing that it's going to be taken care of because of the Lord, that was very touching. And I felt it in my spirit, and I know that whoever is listening also felt it. So I never heard you talk like that. I mean, I always hear you mention, you know, that you are a believer, but you just broke it down. And that was really touching. And I did watch the audio of the little boy, but I think I saw that before. So this did not just happen. This happened a while ago, right? And it's come up again. But what an awesome testimony that young man had. And you know that God is with him, even the way he talked about him praising God and how he knows that everywhere that he goes, that God is with him. And that's the whole thing. You know, when you know that God is with you, then there's nothing, there's no limit to what God can do in your life if it's purpose for your life. You know, the Bible talks about that God knew us when we were in our parents' womb. So, I mean, just thinking about that, the Lord knows you when you're in your mother's womb. So it was ordained, first of all, for us to come here, those that are here. It was already predestined for us to be here. And then he says he knows the plans that he has for us. So he knows every plan that he had for Kathy. All these years that I have been here, I have made went another way, but God ordained me to go another way. And it's whatever way he sets out for me is the way that I should take. And how the young man talked about the song that's near and dear to his heart. And even as he was singing it, it just resonated with my spirit. See, we're connected through our spirit. If you ever been somewhere and you saw somebody and you looked at them, you're like, wow, it seemed like I know them or something. That's you connecting with the spirit man of that person, not naturally, but in the spirit, you're connecting with that person. So as he sung that song, my spirit connected with his spirit. And that was an awesome testimony, how God delivered him, how God allowed the angels to speak to that enemy, because that was the devil that was controlling that young man who had took him, but spoke to him and he stopped that car. You know, it's not that he got mad, but the spirit that was on him, which is that evil spirit, you know, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of the dark world. And that's what that young little boy spoke to. He spoke to that spirit. And when he began to say, every praise is to my God, and he continued to sing it, the enemy could not stand that. The Bible says that if we continue to call the name of Jesus, every demon, evil spirit must flee. And that's what happened. That's why he stopped and let that young man out of the car. But what a blessing. Even this topic for today is a blessing. And I think that all those that are listening and do believe that we should pray for those young ladies that are missing in D.C. You know, I was looking at the news about that and how they have, it just seemed like it was just an overnight thing in one day, girl after girl after girl after girl. But this has been going on for so long, it's just all of a sudden it's captured the attention of the media, and it's a big thing. But it goes back to we need to look at these sex trafficking, because I'll tell you, every other week there are different young ladies walking down Long Beach Boulevard, which is over where I live, and they're new ladies, but I know that they transport those ladies from city to city. I'm going to a whole nother subject, but I guess that it's just meant to be said. But we have to pray, because it could be our sister, our mother, our daughter, our aunt, our cousin, whoever, but these girls are still out there on the street, you know, and I know that that's somebody's daughter.
And you're so right, and as part of world that we seem not to have so, you know, have the control we want to have, because those girls weren't born to find themselves in that situation. And so we do need to pray about what's going on in our lives and what's going on in the lives of others, so that someone can intervene and assist people to have their direction changed. And evil raises its head all over the place, you know, and that's what I mean by, you know, to live life in peace, you have to have a foundation as a believer, so that you know that those things that you don't control are controlled by somebody who cares about you as an individual and who looks out for you. You know, we do have our individual abilities to control our lives. And we have to be careful that our lives don't go from under the umbrella of his protection. But he is with us, and he knows our hearts. He tells us he knows our hearts beyond our surface. He knows our hearts beyond our bad attitudes. He knows our hearts beyond our personal misfortunes or ability to control our total existence. So he knows that there's an internal fight in our spirit to be a good person, to be a decent person, to be an upstanding person. And we have to just believe in our time of need, he's always going to be there. He's always going to seek to make sure that we are given an opportunity to go in the right direction. Andre, what are your thoughts today about being a believer and God being ready and prepared to intervene in your existence?
Well, terrific Tuesday to everyone, and let me go back to the statement you said about those listeners who feel that you circle her all the time. But I think if we look at your title of your show, you know, anything that we discuss has to do with love or the lack of love. It has to do with whether it's all thoughts or the thoughts of others who provoke or position themselves to take action in a certain way. And then, of course, we reflect on whether the impact is on us directly, our community, our country, our neighbors, or whatever the case may be. So all topics, I think, are related to your theme of love, thoughts, and reflection. I also agree with Kathy. What a blessing just to hear you just honor and praise the Lord for his position in your life. You know, you're being a writer of the types of poems and stories that you write in your bio on your website. You indicate that it's not often that males are viewed as having the sensitive side or the caring, passionate side, and that's part of what provokes to, you know, share your writing. And how wonderful it is for us to hear a man to express really faith. What you described is really what faith is. You don't know it, you just believe it without a shadow of a doubt. It is what it is. No matter what you face, you're going to trust and lean on the Lord. And that's truly what it's all about. I'm just capturing some of the main story. I think you mentioned that a young man may have been in a critical situation and was captured or something, and then he was, again, turned and depended on his faith and spoke those words. And, again, you know, evilness just could not stand up to the grace and mercy of the Lord. So we thank God for that. Then your question was, why am I a believer, or how did I come about being a believer? It truly is by God's grace and mercy. I'm so thankful that he placed me in a family that all during my upbringing, I have been exposed to Christianity. And as I continue to reflect back and see the role model, it wasn't just my parents said certain things. It was seeing their actions and their commitment of serving the Lord and being faced with situations and turning and trusting in the Lord and teaching us from the beginning. And as I continue on this journey, I'm continuing to learn. Please know I have a lot to learn. And I just pray that I can continue to get closer to the Lord. But I'm thankful and blessed. And then I just feel that it's my responsibility to not keep this goodness to myself. We're able to share with others so they too can understand and know the knowledge of the Lord. It's interesting that you have this topic tonight, because this morning I received a text from a friend that wanted to make sure that I was aware of a person who had passed. And this person has helped me a lot, and we build a relationship. They were a writer. She was a writer, and she quoted me on some of her on her site. But anyway, she passed last week, and when I clicked on the link to her obituary, indicated that she was into Buddhism. And one thing that I always knew about her, because I always talk about the Lord and just being thankful and, you know, wish blessings upon her, I knew that she wasn't a believer in the Lord, but I just didn't know exactly what denomination she was associated with. And I reflected this morning to see, you know, while we had a mutual respect for each other, I wonder if it was another opportunity for me to have said something or did something differently. While she was a great person, she was very valuable in the industry and all, and she did good, but it just prompted me to say, you know, to myself, to ask myself, you know, could I have said something different to help her to learn the true God? But thank you for this topic. And again, we're on this journey, and we have much work to do.
All right. I'm going to take a break. We're at the 30-minute mark, and then we're going to continue our conversation. And, Audrey, there's some things you said that I want to speak about when it comes to people having different beliefs. I'll be right back.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know He got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and pray that Jesus is love.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. Brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. All right, T, let me go back to you and see if you're ready to let us understand, you know, why are you a believer and what is the importance of having a foundation in beliefs?
Thank you, James, and hello, ladies, and nice to talk to you all. And, James, thank you for the subject matter. And thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate you. This is a subject that has to be had. I'm going to be a little different, and I'm going to upset the apple cart a little bit, but I think that's okay, because this is one of the reasons I come to your show, because you let us be honest and speak our mind. All right. First of all, let me get to the little boy that had to go into his reserve to save his own life. All right. And it was in Atlanta, Georgia. I did watch the video. All right. You know, the Bible speaks of us having faith of a child. And the reason that is because, you know, when we are adults, we have a tendency to want to have some kind of control. And you spoke about that control, James. we have a tendency to want to have some control over our destiny. But when you have the faith of a child, and in this little boy's case, his mother wasn't there, his daddy wasn't there, his godmother, his stepmother, his godmother was not there. And he knew no one else to call on except the Lord that he has been taught to depend on. And the fact of the matter is, look at it like this, and this will explain what happened to the man, how he was compelled to let this little boy go. If you remember the show, Live at the Apollo, where people have talent and they come to the talent show and they exemplify their talents. And they get up there and they sing R&B and they sing country, this, that, and the other. And if you are not extraordinarily good, then you'll get booed off the stage. But note that no one ever gets booed off the stage when they sing gospel, because ain't nobody that stupid to boo God off the stage. And so, no matter how deranged this kidnapper was in his own head, there was something inside of his psyche that he had picked up somewhere along the way of his journey, that somebody told him the difference between right and wrong, and there is a God. And so no matter how deviant the act that he may have thought he had planned in his heart, by the little boy bringing the Spirit of God to the forefront, the man could not follow through, or Satan could not follow through with his plans. All right, so now let me tell you something about me. You know, night after night we come on the show, and a lot of times we talk about Donald Trump and all this asinine craziness that's going on in the world. But my take is that sometimes I don't come on the show because I have to replenish my spirit and get back where I need to be, where I'm supposed to be, so I can keep going forward in the things that I've learned to do throughout this journey in life. Now, back during the time when I was strung out on dope and I was so discontent in my own soul, I came to my mother one day, and I came to her in tears and probably was half high half the time. And I told my mama, I said, "Mama," I said, "I don't know what to do, and I feel lost, and I don't know how to pray." And it upset her. And she said, "Boy, what do you mean you don't know how to pray? All you do is ask God to have mercy on you. Point blank. There is no long story. There is no long prayer to be had. You pray to the Lord what it is that you need and what you want for him to look over you. And you drop the mic and walk off." And that's how it works. Anything else in between all of that is God's will. For the longest time, and coming to your show and talking about Donald Trump, nobody ever talks about what God's will is. If it's God's will for Donald Trump to be president and have all this that we know of presently go down the tube, then that's God's will. Jesus spoke about that on the cross. Jesus was human in his own right. And he really wanted to stand up and hang him down on that cross with nails all in the side and in his feet and hands. And he asked the Lord to take this cup of iniquity from him. But if it's your will, then I'm walking with it. And that's what's so important in life, that I have no control over nothing. And so in my journey in going through drug addiction and going through rehab 3 and 4 and 5 times, what got me through it the most was the understanding what the serenity prayer was. And it is, "God grant me the knowledge and to the understanding to accept the things that I cannot change. Help me to be all right with that, first of all. I know I like being in control of everything, but help me to be all right to come down on my high horse thinking that I can run anything. Help me to have the understanding that to accept the things I cannot change. Now, there'll be some things in life that I can change. One of them is the way I think and the way I perceive things to be. Help me to change that. I can't change you. I can't change your religion. If you want to believe in God, if you want to believe in Christ, that's your business. But you can't expect me to believe in what I believe in to get me by. As long as I'm not breaking in your house, as long as I'm not stealing your car, as long as I'm not raping your children, and anything of the ugliness in this world, then the God of my understanding is what gets me by. So this thing about religion, I don't get into religions. Because from where I stand, religions are designed to keep you in check until you learn how to fend for yourself and find a God of your understanding that works for you. So, grant me the serenity to change the things I cannot change, to change the things that I can, and help me not to be stupid enough and have some kind of common sense to recognize the difference in both of those. So the new philosophy in my world is it is what it is. Donald Trump is the president. He is what it is. Now, help me to change my way of thinking so I won't get caught up in all that. So I won't have to take this home to my children. So when the redneck son of a gun cut me off in traffic and wanted to instigate a conversation with me, helped me to understand that he is caught up in all of that. But by the grace of God, of my understanding, I don't have to be. So that's where I am. That's what gets me through. That is what my faith is. My faith is day by day, every day, I learn from my experiences, and I correct my rights, I correct my wrongs, and I put forth a strong effort to pass it forward. How are you doing? Lovely day. You look great today. I like them shoes you got on, brother. I love your car. You did good in your achievement. I expect to hear great things from you and things of that sort. So that's my mission in life. So, Jane, thanks for giving me a chance to express that. I appreciate you.
I tell you that there are so many things that we, as I spoke and heard all of you, there's so many things that I'd like to talk about and get your opinions about. But I'm going to ask your opinion on this thing. I remember when I was at the 33rd Street Jail, there was this man who was so committed to turning everyone against Christianity. And he was so bent on making everybody believe that they were truly uneducated for believing in the word of God and the belief in Jesus, because he talked about, we were brought over here as slaves, and we were taken away from our country, and Christianity was just something that was given to us to enslave us. And, he would always tell me or say to me, why don't you research? Why don't you, instead of just believing, why don't you research? And I would tell him, first and foremost, whatever I read, I have to believe and have faith in. Because I wasn't there. I don't know who wrote it. I just have to, whatever book you bring me to read, I have to believe that the person who wrote it was thinking of my best interest. And what I went on to tell him is that I don't have the time or the inclination to change what I have been given by my grandfather, my mother, what I have seen that works, what I've seen made me cry and made me feel warm and made me feel good inside. So I believe in what I have been raised to be my foundation, and I have faith in it. And my experiences have shown me that as long as I stay as a believer, that he's gonna see me through. And so it is so awesome. And when people talk to me, we can have I can have an educated conversation with you as long as you don't attack what I believe, because as soon as you attack what I believe, then I'm going to shut you down, because I don't have time to try to figure out, other than what I have to be my foundation, because I'm not changing foundation. So what I believe is in life, I believe in love, and all those are things are given to me through my belief in Christ. And so I spend every day trying to strengthen that foundation and not let it crumble, knowing that I'm imperfect. I am nowhere near perfect. I'm a good guy, but I ain't nowhere near perfect. I love the thought of being a good guy, a honest guy, a faithful guy, but I know I'm imperfect, and I know there are things that I need to work on. But, Kathy, how do you wage that war with people who want to attack what works for you?
I got it. The Bible says God is not an author of confusion. So, first of all, I would not even go into a back-and-forth battle concerning what I believe and what I know to be truth. And it also says in the book of Romans that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and rose on the third day, you will be saved. And the Spirit of God will connect with you, who you are. So you don't have to battle with somebody on what your beliefs are. You know, you go and you read the word for yourself. If someone else believes something different, then you pray for that person, that God will reveal to them the truth and who he is, that they too may become saved. And this weekend on the retreat, the woman of God spoke about how you don't even have to have a long conversation with anybody about what the word of God say. You just live your life right. You just do what God has called you to do. And then they'll ask you, what is it? Why are you like this? Why do you do things this way? Why do you always smile? Why are you like this? And then at that point, you can witness to them what it is that you believe. So that's what I would do.
And it's so important that you be so strengthened by your faith and your belief that you give no one the ability to change your direction. You know, I look at people like my grandfather and the things I saw him committed to and the way he lived his life, and I say to myself, if I could be half the man he is, you know, just half the man he was, then I'll be successful in my life, because I know the trials and tribulations that he went through. So I use that. You know, when I look at how happy my mother was in spite of all the things that I knew about her personally and how she went through her life looking to be a relief and a blessing to others, see, that's why I am driven to always think about what effect I have on people outside of myself. You know, I'm doing okay, but what effect am I having on people outside of me? And what do I bring to the table for the rest of the world? Andre, what is it that you is important to you to bring to the rest of the world from the background and foundation you have created for yourself?
The spirit of encouragement and the spirit of value. I think it's so important for everyone to know that they are special. They have some unique quality that the Lord has instilled in them, and it's just for them. And it's important that they know that and they realize that, we all are going to go through trials and tribulations, but you have to also be reminded that we are wonderfully made and we are just in the image of our Savior, and we have some great things in store for us. And that's very important to me. And I think that is the purpose of while I'm here, and that was the reason why I thought and reflected this morning that while we had a respectful relationship, the two of us, I mean, she helped me in ways, and she knows some things personally about me that a lot of people don't know because I entrusted her. And I will hope that, I know that she valued my input because she reached out for it on several occasions. So I'm hoping that, as it was mentioned earlier, I hope that my life, demonstrated some interest in her spirit, Kathy, such that she would at least ask more about understanding the trueness. And, Dee, I'm like you. I'm not one that, I don't break the Bible out over people and that kind of stuff. I just try to live my life such that it can be an example pleasing unto the Lord. And do I make some mistakes? Absolutely, every day. But I try to do better, try to learn from it, and keep doing what I'm assigned to do.
All right. Regina, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Regina, we're talking about the foundation that we've created that help us get through each and every day, the foundation that we use to overcome obstacles and situations that we may not have control over, and how that, we just are able to survive in this world that seems to be out of control at times, but we can go back to our belief that never changes. How does it work for you?
How does what work for me?
How does your belief work for you?
My belief? Oh, okay. Well, my belief works for me by enabling me to hold on to whatever it is that I believe and maintaining my surroundings, maintaining my group of friends, greeting people daily in a manner that shows that I have a belief that, or I have something that believes in respect for mankind. I believe in encouraging mankind. I'm a strong believer in doing unto other people as I would have other people do to me. And strong believer in encouraging folk. If I cannot give you a hand up, I will not give you a hand down. So my belief is just that. And whatever type of universal belief that is, then that is what it is.
Well, it is so important for us to have something that we can count on beyond ourselves. I know that for me, I know that there is too much out there that I can't control. I can't see in every direction. So I have to have something that protects me, that protects my blind side, the confrontation that I'm unaware of. And so it is important that I know and realize that that the sun is going to come up tomorrow, no matter what battles I fight today, and that I need to turn over to God those things that seem to be unsurmountable, and even those things that I think I can control, I need his wisdom. And it's so important that we recognize that there is a force greater than ourselves. I don't know how anyone gets through their life or through their journey without believing there's a force greater than ourselves. Because we know that in and of ourselves, we don't have the ability to overcome all adversity. But through Christ, I do have the ability to overcome all adversity. Because within him, he can call those powers that I am unaware of. See, I believe there's some powers that overcome all evil. You know, we want to believe that the police are honest. But we know for a fact all policemen aren't honest. We want to believe they are, but we know that they all aren't. And when we come into across the path with one that isn't, we want to believe that our God is going to see us through that situation. You know, when I was in worked at the jail, the guys would tell you, Mr. Deshae, you don't know how easy it is for somebody to frame you and to have you locked up. And the truth is that if that was someone's commitment, they would possibly be able to succeed at that if they were so committed to do it. But if you lived your life in a way that you can get through that because you know that God is not going to allow anybody to determine your faith because he's in control of your faith, and that anybody who wants to change the direction of your faith by being deceptive is not going to be successful. Kathy, what are your thoughts about the fact that you're going to, you know, I've heard you say before, what is for you is for you, and then nobody else, nobody can deter you from it.
Right. That means that you have to be willing to go after that, what is for you. The Bible talks about in the book of Jeremiah how God has already predestined and planned out each and every one of our lives. So if I get up and I begin to pursue what belongs to me, like that's why we have the, that's why God has given us all different gifts. We have different gifts. And those gifts resonate in our spirit, which tells us what it is that we're good at, what it is we like to do, you know, but we have to go after those things. And again, what is for me, it's for me, just like you. You came and you put forth, it was in your heart to do a radio show back then, but you finally came to where that show was and you began to work the radio show. That was for you. Radio shows are not for everybody, but that particular thing was for you. And that's why I'm saying it was already in your spirit. It was already in your head that was something that you wanted to do, and you went forth for it. There are people out there that have different gifts and talents, but they're not using what God has given them, so they cannot go forth and get those things if they don't get up and begin to pursue them. It says faith without works is dead. You can have faith, but if you don't work towards what it is that you want, you'll never receive it.
And that's what we have to be determined to do, is to use our faith and our foundation to propel us to the greatness that God has. Andre, you know, it's just amazing when you are to look at you and what you've achieved and knowing that it is the talents that you've gotten over the years that have directed you to where you are, and knowing that you are where few women and surely few women of color are. How do you deal with knowing that every day and appreciating what it is that you bring to the table?
Giving God thanks and praise. because it's only grace and mercy. It's nothing that I've done, nothing that I even deserve, but it is His grace and mercy. And with that, I take on a responsibility of making sure am I positioning such that others can come behind me and have opportunities. I think that I am placed in a position for a reason, and that reason may be able, may mean simply being able to speak for some that may not necessarily have had an opportunity to speak for themselves. It's an opportunity to give people who deserve an opportunity. Nothing unfair, but just an opportunity to demonstrate what they are capable of, whereas if it would have been someone else, they would not have presented that opportunity. I take it seriously because I know people have gone before me, and I'm where I am by God's grace, yes, but also by their actions in paving the way. So I feel that responsibility of making sure that I'm paving the way for others to come behind me. And it's nothing but grace and mercy, and I'm just so thankful. And I just continue to just seek the way in which the Lord want to use me.
And that's what's so important, is that we seek to make ourselves a difference by what is given to us and what we live to take care of outside ourselves. Dee, talk to me about, you know, you're always telling us about the trials and tribulations you went through dealing with drugs, but what about now where you got a wife and a family that helps you to get up every day and make sure every step you take is the right step because you got people counting on you?
Well, James, I tell you, you know, I was thinking about that question today. And the quick answer is I live in a state of gratitude. You know, I meet people every day, and they ask me, what is it that gives you your step and your pep and your zest for life? And that answer, the quick answer is a state of gratitude. Let me explain something to you real quick. You know, when you are hooked on drugs and you can't find your way out, it's like being an embryo. It's like being an unborn baby in an embryo sac, filled with fluid. And by all rights of physics, you should be dead. But something is keeping you alive. And you're pressing and you're pushing and you're trying to break this bag to get out. But you can't. So you're held there for a while until you finally give up and stop fighting. And say, look, I'm not going to fight no more. I'm going to just give myself to life. I'll give life a chance. Let me give you that. I'll give life a chance with the help of divine guidance, because my guidance is what got me here. Doing things my way, wanting things the way I want them to be, trying to change people, trying to change my ex-wives instead of trying to change myself. So once that child is born, and in my case, once I was reborn and given another opportunity, then I have nothing but gratitude. Because, you know, it wasn't of my own doing. Now, I've known people that have gone to the church and found redemption and deliverance from the use of drugs. In my case, that wouldn't have worked for me. In my case, I needed restructuring. I had to be torn down from the head to the toe. And I had to be taught how to live again. Because the way I was living is the way I was taught how to live by my peers, my daddy, by watching him as his example of being a womanizer and things like that. And so those were my experiences. And so my experiences are the things that got me in trouble. So now, like Miss Audrey say, what I do now, I protect my environment. I protect my conversations. I protect what I watch on TV, and that's nothing but cartoons most of the time. I have to protect what gives me the new life that I so appreciate. Because, again, you know, when I come on your show and we talk about Trump and things, I do that solely for entertainment. I can't get caught up in that. Some things are just not for me. So I had to come to realize drinking, drugging, marijuana use. Some people can do that, but I can't. It's just not for me. So those are the things that keeps me going. And so I have a purpose in life with my family and my wife. Yes, they depend on me, and I don't run from that. I need somebody to depend on me, and that keeps me driven. That's my driven source, that and God Almighty. He has given me new life, and I won't let him down. And I keep that in the forefront. You know, I've been sober for 25 years, but I was in tears yesterday when I heard a song that I was on drugs at the time, and I didn't have nobody in my life, nothing but drugs. And I longed for the day to have somebody to love. And so God had given me this chance, and I'm talking about that was 25 years ago, and I cried just like it was yesterday. So life's journey, man, life's journey is sweet and precious. You know, if I can live to be 80 and not have to have nobody clean my butt, I'll be happy. You know, if I can live to be 80 and see my children graduate from high school and see my daughter get married, which I would hate to have to see her get married at 20. She wouldn't be ready. Nobody's ready for that at age 20. You know, sometimes a person have to live his own life before they can do that. Now, real quick, I'm going to let y'all go. You know, you have not lived until you had a conversation with a brother from the Nation of Islam. Because in that conversation, he's going to try to convert you, and you're going to try to convert him. And he's going to tell you why Christianity and everything is just ain't the way. And in return, we're going to try to have that same conversation and tell him why he's wrong. And I've had that conversation on a radio show before, but it had disturbed me so bad that this Islamic guy, and he was a Nation of Islam, the Muslim that we know, one that teach the Honorable Elijah Muhammad way of teaching. But I got upset with him then, but the next day I learned to appreciate where he was coming from and his conviction of what it is that he believed in. It was not my place to try to change him. It was not my place to try to dispute him. That's his conviction, and that's all in well. So what I've learned in life, the best way I can learn to live my life is to allow people to be who they are without me trying to change them. And in that, I sleep very good at night, and I can get up and kiss my wife and give her the love that she's so been longing for a long time to find from a man. And I'm proud to be that man that can give it to her. Thank you.
All right. And that's what's important. You know, Regina, I'm coming to you. Regina, what is it that keeps you driven in knowing that teaching those young kids and being a positive force in their lives and using the background that you have and the foundation you have to make a difference in those young people's lives?
Okay. You're saying, what is it that I use?
Yes, what is it that you use from your foundation, your belief.
Okay.
That you...
From my foundation, I use the principles that I've been taught. I use those principles that have gotten me through all of these years, and I give those principles to those children, knowing that those principles work because they worked for me all of my life. I don't argue with people and try to change their beliefs. Even children, I do not impart. I live the life. What they see is in me is what a lot of them aspire to be or to do. So I live it, and they see it. And that's just how what I believe. I'd rather see a song any day than hear it. If you understand what I'm saying, mouth talk is very easy, but show me in your actions. Show me by your deeds, and that is what I appreciate. And that's what I try to do every day, and that's what I believe my children see in me. They see my work.
All right, we're going to go to our final break, and then we're going to come back and have our final thought for this evening. Again, we are trying to have a conversation that allows us the ability to inspire each other and to move forth and to make a difference in our world.
Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you.
Audrey, what is your final word for today?
Thank God for grace, mercy, and love. And I'm so thankful.
And that's truly what we all need to do, is be working toward being thankful for what God has given us and what he continues to bless us with each day as we move forward. Kathy, what is your final word for today?
I just like to expound on something Dee said about being torn down through the different things that he allowed to happen in his life, and how it was through the Lord that he was rebuilt up, where he was torn down and then being rebuilt up. And that's how I see the life as a believer. You have to be torn down in yourself and then to be rebuilt up as who God wants you to be. So that's my final thought.
All right. I want to thank all of you for your continued support, the Fantastic Four, and all of those of you who call into the show and give your opinions, who make the show something that is an opportunity for us to express ourselves and to share our thoughts in a way that is respectful and give everyone the opportunity to have a complete thought. I want to thank you for dialing into the show 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, on Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. East Coast Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. We are here that so that your voice can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It's time for us to use this vehicle to make sure that people completely understand what our positions are and the direction that we want our country to go in. I want to thank you again, as I continue to say it over and over again, that you all have continued to support me and allow my radio show to have purpose. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. West Coast time. Keita Shea, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Mm-hmm. Please email me at djames82@aol.com. Go to my website, www.jamestdeshea.com. I want you to be a vital part of my audience. I want you to be calling in and reaching out to me, telling me about what stories you want to discuss and how important it is to have my show be a part of your existence. Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is here to service you and to be a mouthpiece for those things that you're feeling day in and day out. We have to have a place where we can come and talk, and that is this radio show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, 657-383-0309, 657-383-0309. It's the place to call 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I look forward to your voice being heard loud and clear.